The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the RNC MKE 2024 Monday edition. Dom, welcome me to your fair city,
yeah,
buddy.
Kroot, welcome to Kampali down on Brady Street Fair, downtown Milwaukee, about a mile from the RNC, from the forum where Trump has decided he's going to select J.D. Vance as his VP nominee. J.D. Vance is on the floor at the convention as we speak.
Now, we saw the Wisconsin contingent led by the GOP chair, Brian Schimming, GOP of Wisconsin chair, Brian Schimming, and Trump is now the official nominee as a little nepotism put him over the top.
Oh.
We've got the sound of a couple of the Trump boys, I do believe, to start this show. Trump is now officially your Republican nominee. Play Fredo Jr., if you would, Rich, for the people.
I'm incredibly excited. J.D.'s become a really good friend of
mine. Oh, hang on. Wrong one.
Wait.
Stop that one. Nope. Play the other one, please. Eric Trump, please.
His story is just...
On behalf of the 125 delegates in the unbelievable state of Florida, we hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald
My
J. Trump.
My God!
Hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America.
I love you, Dad.
The greatest president that ever lived, according to Eric Trump. Congratulations, Republicans. You have now nominated the adjudicated rapist once again.
And assassination target that only made him bigger and better and stronger in the eyes of the Republican Party. Dom. He's bulletproof. He's invincible.
Oh, God, don't talk like that. That's terrible. No, what?
He has the divine hand of God upon him. I'll play you that sound. I got that sound.
Is that
today.
What? Yes, I'm sure there's all sorts of reasons why. Thankfully, the former president did survive an assassination attempt. And if that helps to tone down the rhetoric, right, as President Biden spoke, to the country to try to tap it down. We've seen lots of
folks. And reporting is that Trump is going to rewrite his campaign speech. Perhaps not the retribution 2024 speech. Maybe a kinder, gentler, more presidential Trump.
Well, I will reserve my judgment until I hear the speech. But that being said, Nancy Pelosi, many other prominent Democrats have offered their well wishes to the former president, giving grace to him that he has never shown anybody else.
Do you remember when he specifically called out the attack on Paul Pelosi?
Yes, specifically, yes.
Nancy Pelosi's husband? Anyways, let's get back to the boys. The boys, the Trump boys.
So that was Eric. That was Eric on
the floor. If Eric put him over the top, we nominate you, Dad.
He was very,
and we love you the most.
And Laura and the other sister was there. We saw it live as it happened.
I saw Laura work her way into the screen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But was Tiffany there?
Yeah, the young one that you never really see. She was
Tiffany,
there as well.
Yep. Yes. What about Ivanka?
I did not see. Did not see Ivanka.
Did not join the Florida delegation. She's from Miami these days.
We didn't have the exact sound. I thought when Eric Trump gave the delegates from Florida to Trump,
every single one of them, Dad.
I believe, and I could be wrong, so you have to check the record. I thought he said, on behalf of my family in the state of Florida, something, something, something like that. So I'll have to pull it because maybe I misheard, but it seemed very, you know, I don't know, self-indulgent, perhaps.
Well, and then there's Fredo Jr. I'm smart. Don Jr. did a little talking from the floor, and I was on that. I was in that bowl a couple hours ago, Dom. I've been in the room before the sulfur smell really set in. Yeah. So let's play the Don Jr. Sorry if we got him out of order. Sorry to confuse. Richard, please play them for the fair audience.
I'm incredibly excited. JD's become a really good friend of mine over the last few years. I think he helps us across the board in so many of the swing states that are going to be so critical. His story is just an incredible one. It's the American dream. It's about total success. He's just going to be an incredible pick.
Unlike your dad, he's a self-made man.
He didn't inherit that, huh? Unlike you, Junior, but I digress. Don Jr. endorsing. Very happy, very excited about his father's pick for Vice President J.D. Vance. Play the next one, please, Rich.
The same energy he's brought Republicans in the United States Senate, I want to see on this ticket, and I think he's going to do that for sure.
For sure.
You know, Don Jr., and couldn't all of us use a presidential pardon from the old man?
For sure.
Just have it in the back pocket in case you get a drug arrest or something.
For sure, Z's.
So anyways, today has been an exciting day, more so than I would have guessed, because these are sort of made for television events. But when you throw in an assassination attempt over the course of the weekend, kind of throws a little flavor in, and it's interesting. Our colleagues in broadcast over at Civic Media, I went to their broadcast location earlier today, and as they were going on the air at 10 o'clock, there was some question from the local police and Secret Service whether or not they could use the perch on the roof.
Oh,
as
really?
Their broadcast location. Yeah. And I do believe everything's cleared, as our pal Maggie Dawn did her broadcast. And we are anticipating broadcasting from the roof in the shadow of the green zone. That'll be Wednesday and Thursday.
But tomorrow,
tequila, tacos, and a bipartisan party right down here on Brady Street. The traffic's not even bad. When you get out of the green zone, I walked it, Water Street, Brady Street, there's parking, there's partying, and there's going to be tacos and tequila. And the Devil's Advocate's doing a live show tomorrow. You're going to want to be a part. We will open the doors for you, and then stick around. This will be the best party in the entire city all week long, I predict, Dom.
Curdy, the selection of J.D. Vance did not go unnoticed, and the fellows over at the Lincoln Project, well, they were ready, and they already dropped a supercut of J.D. Vance and some of the things he's said about the former president over the course of his political career.
He was once a big Trump trash talker.
Dude,
it's almost like he didn't like the guy.
I mean, it's hard. Apparently, again, some of the headlines I saw over at the Raw story, Mega World, you know, freaks out over the selection of J.D. Vance.
Could you ever say that about a person and then go be their vice president?
No.
From a personal character.
Like right now. I've been very critical of the former president.
Horrible human being.
You can use
You're giving me a raise? Sure, I'll take the job.
You could say that if for some reason, and some act of the universe, Donald Trump came to me and tapped me on the shoulder, said, Dominic, I want you to be my vice president. Abso-frickin-lutely not. But apparently, I'm not built of the
Which
same
be my
character or lack thereof. VP of what? Hey, Rich, let's play the Lincoln Project, if you would, please. This is like an introduction at first. I think there's a journalist asking a question, and then the rest of the cut will be J.D. Vance, you know, giving you his opinion on now his soon-to-be boss.
For President Donald J. Trump
and J.D. Vance!
Terrible candidate. Idiot if you voted for him. Might be America's Hitler. Might be a cynical a-hole. Cultural heroin. Noxious and reprehensible.
But I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
He's leading our political discourse to a very negative place.
If Trump was elected president, he has to be a much different president than he was a candidate. As a candidate, he was fundamentally divisive, arrogant.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
There's J.D. Vance telling you at least how he felt at one time about his new boss, Donald Trump.
And they cast it to the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm music. Clever stuff. I bet it's funny to view.
Well, and it's, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm, very, like, uncomfortable. And this pick seemingly very uncomfortable for lots of folks. But, you know, it's Mega World, man. They'll eventually come around. Because if Donald Trump decides that this is how it's going to be, Donald Trump gets his way because this is Mega.
I think there's some good fodder for the campaign ads. I would play J.D. Vance trashing Donald Trump. If I was the Democratic Party, I would play that sound over and over again. I mean, you got plenty of money. That's the one thing Joe Biden's done well. He's raised the money. He's got money. They're dumping tons of money in the swing states. And they think this J.D. Vance, this particularly distasteful candidate, because, I mean, the guy will sell his soul. He will sell his soul for a little bit more power.
You
right?
just heard everything
access.
He said about the guy who just picked him to be his vice president. So was he, of course, that's the question. Were you lying to me then or are you lying to me now?
Lying now. Because now he's been offered just a little taste of power. One step away from a guy who's one Big Mac away from making him potentially the president of the United States.
Sure, but also one step away from hang J.D. Vance, hang J.D. I mean, it was hang Mike Pence. That's the vice presidency. That's what he signed up for. The Democrats had something to say about it. Here's what Trump had to say as he announced on Truth Social his selection. Quote, after lengthy deliberation and thought and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I have decided that the person best suited to assume the position of Vice President of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio.
Wait, let me see if I can say it. Hang J.D. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes. Let's see. So the Democrats had a response. The Biden-Harris chair, Jen O'Malley, slammed the choice, telling the Axios in a statement that Vance was picked because he'll do what Mike Pence wouldn't on January 6th, bend over backwards to enable Trump and his extreme mega agenda, even if it means breaking the law and no matter the harm to the American people.
You know, I did speak to a reporter from Axios earlier today. I said, you're going to get a nosebleed up here. They've got the press and the very, very highest. You see the Trump truck with the flags going by. Oh, they're very excited. Trump's in town. Don't know if you are. Most of Milwaukee's probably not.
Lots of folks bailed this week.
The only good news, party at the Kampali, baby. Tacos, tequila, Tuesday. Join us here. This show continues. We've got a good friend joining soon. You could join us next. 844-967-2789. Matt Flynn Direct coming right here to Kampala.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to get to some of your calls this segment, 844-967-2789. Got to do it this segment because next segment, Matt Flynn, our very direct friend, going to join us at 4:30.
Thomas, I found myself walking around the green zone. You know, there is lots of media set up in this city, Milwaukee. We're here for the RNC MKE 2024. So I got up, I got my credentials, went walking through the green zone, got about 15,000 steps in. That's more than most days, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the, you know, the Fox News set and the CNN set and the different places. But I see Turning Point, and that's this Charlie Kirk's outfit. And Charlie Kirk is this young, up-and-coming Republican. And Charlie Kirk's got his multi-million dollar contract with the MAGA Republicans to turn out the youth vote.
Wait, isn't that Scott Walker's job at the Young America's Foundation?
Well, that's a different foundation, but this organization, Turning Point USA, I believe was literally hired by the RNC to turn out youth voters. So this guy looks like he's 23. He's got a bad haircut. New bad haircut, apparently.
Oh, all right.
And first he interviewed Ronnie Jackson, the former
Dr. Feelgood. Uh-huh.
You know, speculating about how close that bullet came to hitting Trump in the brain and what a blessing it was. And then he brought Arizona senatorial candidate, you know, the one running against the communist Ruben Gallego, as they described him on Charlie Kirk's podcast.
He's a communist now, huh? Okay.
Gallego's a communist, but Carrie Lake, she's Charlie Kirk's kind of people, and he had her on the show, and we've got some sound. And, Rich, if you're ready, here's a little live interview. Charlie Kirk and Carrie Lake, and the question is, where were you when you found out the president had been shot? Now, again, I said, Biden got shot, but anyways, you get the point. Play it for the people, please, Rich.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Carrie Lake is with us. Give up for Carrie Lake, everybody. So Carrie, this is a where were you moment. Where were you on Saturday when you first heard the news?
I had just come off the campaign trail. We're on a bus tour, and I was talking to Arizonans, just drove up, started to pack for coming to this event. And a friend of mine called and said, the president's been shot. And I wasn't on Twitter. I was just working around the house, getting ready to come here. And I was just absolutely scared to death. I didn't know anything about it other than the president had been shot. I got online immediately trying to look for information. And at the time, I didn't know for about, 2 or 3 minutes. I didn't know if he was alive or what had happened. I assumed the worst. And then I was so relieved to see that video.
Carrie, the media is mocking this. I believe it was divine providence.
Truly.
Mocking.
According to Dr. Ronnie Jackson,
I'm mocking,
who says about 3/4 of an inch that otherwise would have killed President Trump.
Yeah. And I think we all of us breathed a sigh of relief and then went, okay, he's okay. But the next morning, I don't know about you, that story, what happened, I sat with that and I went, we almost lost President Trump yesterday. If not for the hand of God being on his shoulder, if not for him turning his head, if not for a whole bunch of things that are just too miraculous, we would have lost him. And this is what is just so sickening, that there's so much hate out there in this world, that somebody was willing to try to kill him in front of all those people. It's just, I can't believe that kind of evil exists, Charlie.
Can't believe that kind of evil exists. Right there on the Turning Point USA set in the Deer District, right outside the Pfizer Forum in the RNC. That was senatorial candidate Carrie Lake, not to be confused with the communist Ruben Gallego.
And the president she referred to was former President Donald Trump. 844-967-2789. Matt Flink going to join us at 4:30. Let's jam out some phone calls. John from Sun Prairie, you are first. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, DAs. I have to agree with you that when people say Democrat Party or President Trump, it kind of irks me because he's the former president. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. And the other things I wanted to bring up today were Don Jr. mentioning that he doesn't want to hear January 6th ever again. And it's like, January 6th. We're going to shout it at the rooftop, Donnie. And don't those brothers remind you of Beavis and Butthead? Because they do.
Thanks, John. Sorry to cut you short.
Yes, they do.
They certainly do. I appreciate it. And just remember, they say it. They'll say it that way to get under your skin. So continue to correct them, but don't let it get under your skin. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, to J.D. Vance real quick, that being the pick, he's the young upstart, right, in the party. And he could be around for a long time. And like you said earlier, maybe this guy does live a ripe old age to 90. I see some Putin in Trump all along, and he just might fall out of a window somewhere, and then one of the boys will be vice president.
why do you think the pick, though, Dick? What advantage do you think this gives the Trump campaign?
I don't have a clue. Because Ohio's solidly there.
All right.
I'm a little fearful for one of my favorites of all time in that state, the senator. I mean, he's just great, and he's in a tough race. So we'll see what happens, but boy, oh boy, I don't know. This whole thing's a little scary.
Yeah, it is, and it's right here in the MKE, and so are we. David from San Francisco, you are next. Welcome, David. What do you got?
Hey, David.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I thought I'd maybe do a little sniping from afar.
Have you seen any of the gotten any autographs from any of the big polluters?
I'm not sure who the big polluters are, but there are some mega celebrities walking around. I saw Carrie Lake. I saw Dr. Feelgood, Ronnie Jackson. I almost got run over at the Pfizer Forum by former Congressman Madison Cawthorn. You know, he's got apparently some new rubber on his wheelchair. And
it's like getting new sneakers, man. You're so fast when you get the new shoes.
Who else did I see? I have not yet seen Triumph the Insult Comedy Dog.
No Don King.
The RNC and
no Don King yet. No.
I haven't seen Dog the Bounty Hunter yet.
No Dog. Okay.
But I did see we'll
Kid Rock. I saw Kid Rock. He put a post out that says, "You F with Trump, you F with me." He was very, very passionate. The kid. Not so much of a kid anymore.
I'm wondering if Trump will come out with a bandaged ear tonight. Like, superfluously bandaged. Like, look at my bandage sort of in the ear.
And the neck brace. Don't forget the neck brace.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates live from Milwaukee with Matt Flynn, the very direct attorney friend of ours.
Tequila!
Tequila.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on location, RNC MKE 2024. We're about one mile from the action. We're over here on Brady Street, and we've been joined in our former neighborhood by a good friend of ours. He is attorney Matt Flynn, the very direct Matt Flynn. Matt, welcome to the party, man.
Hey, Matt.
Good to be back, guys. Right across the street from the old territory. Oh, that's terrific.
Good times, man. Good times.
And that's you right. know, after broadcasting many, many days, we came to Campali here, and taco and tequila. Tomorrow night, you're all invited. We're going to do a live broadcast here and party to follow, a bipartisan Taco Tuesday event, if you know what I'm saying, man.
Maybe J.D. Vance will show up.
Maybe.
He is cordially invited. J.D. Vance, VP candidate J.D. Vance, join us at Campale. You can all join us tomorrow, but tonight it's just our little party. Matt, crazy news, man. I'm at a Charlie Barron's. I'm at a comedy show in northern Wisconsin, and my phone lights up, and I look at it, and I go, oh, God. And the news, the reporting was there was an assassination attempt on Trump, and my thought was Reagan. Like, that's the last one I even remember. Matt, am I wrong about that? Is this the first presidential or former presidential assassination attempt since Reagan?
Yeah, it is. And you know what's unusual about this one? If you go back to attempts all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, none of the people, the targets, JFK, Reagan, Lincoln, or any of them up till now, had been the ones that had talked about violence themselves. In other words, the first time since the Civil War that a major political party in the United States advocated violence in politics was when Donald Trump, sadly, urged that Hillary Clinton's bodyguards be disarmed and the Second Amendment people take care of her. That's what he said. Now, that installed a wave of violent talk. And this kid that shot at him was a registered Republican. You know, he's 20 years old. 20-year-olds are very impressionable. And this climate of violent talk has got to come down. But it's got to start with Donald Trump. It really does. And it's got to start with his speech Thursday night.
Now, Matt, had this bullet, I heard Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson talking on Charlie Kirk's show in the Green Zone today, said, you know, 3/4 inch and this is a tragedy. Trump's dead. How would that have changed history, Matt?
Well, the thing is, any violence is unacceptable. It's wrong. It's time to get this violent rhetoric out of politics. If he had been assassinated, if you take a look back at Lincoln, then you had Andrew Johnson come in and screwed up Reconstruction until Grant came in. JFK was assassinated, but Lyndon Johnson followed his program on civil rights and all that kind of stuff. Reagan was only wounded. But in this case, and you know, McKinley dies and then Teddy Roosevelt comes in. But in this case, there would have been really public outrage. And I would have shared it, quite frankly, if he'd been killed. And I don't know who the Republican Party has to replace him. So in one political sense, you can say what would have happened to the Republican Party. Right now, it's a cult of Trump. But on the other hand, the rhetoric has gotten so out of hand, I would be afraid of mutual violence going forward. And that's got to stop. We can't have that.
Now, Trump's immediate reaction, and there's photos, and I mean, he's got blood on his face, he's got blood on his ear, and he pumps his fist and he says, fight, fight. And from political imaging, this is going to be a lasting image, Matt. We're going to see this featured in political ads. We're going to see it at the RNC this week, of course. This is exactly the image Trump would put forth from this assassination.
Except you're forgetting one thing. In 1968, he didn't want to fight. He had bone spurs, and he stayed home. So now he's Corporal Bone Spurs, and now he goes fight. Okay, he's surrounded by security, and he's running for president. It's a political thing. I don't buy that at all, that this is iconic. If that were JFK, if that were Eisenhower, yeah, I'd buy it. I don't buy it from Corporal Bone Spurs.
What political reaction do you think the electorate has? Do you think this makes him a martyr, sympathetic to the electorate? To those just tuning in, because, you know, we know on the polarized ends, we know the MAGA, they're going to back the guy. And we know that the Democrats, the Biden supportive, we know they're going to have Joe's back. What about those in the middle, the unwashed masses, if you will, man? What are they going to react to when they see this tape and they see this guy bloodied and somehow still defiant?
Well, a couple of things. You're talking about independents, moderate Republicans, and maybe a handful of Democrats. If they liked the guy at the beginning, if they agreed with anything that he said, it would have helped. This is the guy that's pushing the 2025 change to our Constitution. Yeah. That would destroy our democracy. This is the guy that helped launch January 6th, and when they were saying hang Mike Pence, he egged them on. So let's not have a guy come in and say, hey, we don't like violence. I agree, I don't like violence, but not this guy isn't the guy to tell me that. And so if I'm a guy who's an independent, I'm a moderate Republican, moderate Democrat, I go, well, I don't really like what he's doing. So I'm a strong Joe Biden supporter. I think people that are trying to get Joe out should shut up, get behind him. He's a good man.
I'm letting Dobb go next.
No. I'm not trying to leap cops out, but I'm just saying to you. So let's stop this stuff. And, what sympathy is he going to get? What, for 2025, bust the Constitution, hang Mike Pence, Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed? How about his bodyguards? You know, he didn't want them disarmed. And so, come on. Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our very direct friend, attorney Matt Flynn, joining us down at Capali on Brady Street in Milwaukee. Matt, good to see you. We talk about these assassinations and attempts and whatnot, and you know what the environment and political rhetoric has been like. Teddy Roosevelt shot in Milwaukee in 1912. Finished his speech. Matt, what did you think when that happened, and what was the tone?
I wasn't here in 1912. For Christ's sake, how old do you think I am?
I'm sorry.
I felt bad for you.
I'm dying to tell that joke.
I've been waiting all day.
I thought it was wrong. It was wrong.
You thought it was wrong. Okay, you weren't alive. Probably not alive back then, Matt, but not so long later. this rhetoric that we – it kind of ebbs and flows, it seems like. Obviously, this is not the first time that we've had an assassination attempt. It's not the first time we had a divided country. I just look back, and I was born in the 70s, man, so I don't remember the 60s, but, you know, the civil rights and all the marches and all those kinds of things, go back further and further. Hell, you go to slavery, you go to all – there's been a vitriol, a thing here for a very, very, very long time. Does it seem, Matt – and again, serious question. You've been around a long time – that the civil conversation kind of ebbs and flows over the decades. And why do you think that is?
I think there are kind of peak points that come up. Obviously, the Civil War, slavery. Then there was peace, in a sense, because Reconstruction Republicans took over. Then with all immigration and people being discriminated against from Europe who couldn't get loans or jobs, then the Depression, then we have Franklin Roosevelt. Then it ebbs a little bit after World War II with Eisenhower. I was alive in that. I was born in 1947, so I was very much part of the whole deal.
I was going to say, did you vote for FDR three times? Or four?
Or often. 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 But the second thing is, you know, I go in the Navy after college, so I know what's going on back then. And all I'll say is that was a time that people were idealistic. It was civil rights. It was women's rights. It was, after JFK, he's the guy that started the whole thing. We're going to get a whole new sense of America, and it launched. And then for 20, 30 years, it's quieted down again. Now it's coming up. I mean, you have the Islamic world erupting and all this, and that's going to keep coming up. So, but we need solid people there, and Trump isn't it. And J.D. Vance, J.D. Vance has been in the Senate a year and a half. Year and a half. He's never been in office before.
About as long as Obama.
No, but Obama had been in the state Senate. You know,
he had political chops, at least political, on the state level.
He was an organizer and all that kind of thing, and he'd been in a couple of years, So, 94, and then it was 4 years later. But anyway, with a guy like J.D. Vance, he calls Trump, you know, cultural heroin. He calls him a modern Hitler and an incompetent a-hole, except to use the whole word. He did that back in 2016. Now he goes, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow. Give me a break. It's not a matter of spine or not spine. It isn't even plausible. I don't know who the guy is. Is he a Manchurian candidate? Who's his backers? What would he do? He would stab Ukraine in the back already. What would he do with Israel? I don't know what the guy would do. I don't trust the guy.
Matt, we've already played a series of sound bites of J.D. Vance just trashing the top of the ticket.
Right.
And these sound bites exist. We've already found them. The Lincoln Project disseminating them widely today.
Good.
On what is supposed to be J.D.'s big day in Milwaukee. So how does that work for a political ad? I know you've twice elected Wisconsin Democratic Party chair. You've run for a higher elective office. Is that like gold, Jerry? Is this statement or these multiple statements from J.D. Vance, do you just run like the vice president talking about the top of the ticket
over and over,
man? Right.
Well, what you do is you put on video of him talking and lip sync in, you know, in other words, Photoshop in those words, which did come from his mouth, although 7 or 8 years ago. I think people, after a while, get the picture. They get tired with too much repetition, but it's got to be a central point of the messaging. It really does. What will this guy do? You know, Trump has early onset dementia, argumentative dementia. He is, he's about 350 pounds or whatever he is. He's not a healthy-looking guy, okay?
No.
So this guy comes in. He's young. He's in a year and a half. Man of mystery. He's a man of mystery. I have no idea where this guy came from, what he believes, what he would do. One of the things, I'll share it with you guys. Trump has advocated giving nuclear power to Saudi Arabia because he's gotten money from Saudi Arabia, but only for civilian purposes. Let me tell you something. These people over there are killers. They're jihadists. And the minute they want a bomb, they'll bring in North Korean and Russian engineers. It's not that hard. So I do not want a guy like J.D. Vance, who may be taking over for this idiot, who I have no idea where he came from. Well, he comes out of the woods. He comes walking out of the woods. And, you know, he's disappeared. He's been in a year.
Well, he wrote a book. He's got a movie, apparently, that I haven't seen either. But apparently he's a self-made man, Matt.
Yeah, so, well, he knows how to suck his way up the greasy pole, I'll tell you that. But you call a guy an a-hole, Hitler, and heroin. You call him that. Now, come on. You know, you guys, if you said that about a guy, you're not going to turn around and kiss his rear end.
No, absolutely
come
not.
Come on. You're not going to do that.
Not this guy. I might kiss your ass a little bit. Matt Flynn, our very direct lawyer friend. Matt, the assassination attempt on Trump. We understand Trump has taken his speech and thrown it in a shredder and starting over. And, you know, I suspect someone else will write it for him anyways. But maybe it won't be the Stephen Miller drafted speech. Maybe it'll be a little more unifying. Is it possible for Trump to be a unifying candidate? Is it possible for this guy to come to the convention floor tonight or tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday and give a unifying speech? Because the last time we were in the room in Cleveland, the American dream is dead.
Right. No, and the answer is no, it's not possible. They'll give him a speech like that. But one of the problems is, and Republicans I've talked to don't like J.D. Vance. I mean, they don't like the guy. He doesn't, and first of all, he doesn't add anything to Trump. Trump has his base. J.D. Vance doesn't advance that beyond that. But secondly, when he was elected president, everybody said, okay, now he'll moderate. he'll realize the weight of it. You know, George Washington was president, and Lincoln. Baloney. No, he became, in the words of J.D. Vance, a total a-hole right from the first day. And I'm quoting only J.D. Vance here now. I just want that clear.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But
for the record.
For the first day, that's what he did. So he's going to get up there, and they
now
may
I've
say.
I've been a total a-hole since college.
Right. He's going to get up there, and he'll have some kind of a speech. He'll wing it a little bit. But the minute he's off message,
yeah.
What's going to happen? I know what's going to happen. No. He doesn't have – if he wouldn't have picked J.D. Vance if he wanted to show moderation. He would have picked Glenn Youngkin or something. You know, he wouldn't have picked
Well,
J.D.
Youngkin,
Vance.
If Youngkin delivered Virginia, that's an electoral victory for
right.
the Republicans.
Right.
Ohio was already in the red column, was it not, man?
Maybe.
Strategically.
Sherrod Brown's going to win, though. Sherrod Brown is going to win the Senate.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, right.
Let's hope so. Matt Flynn, I hope you're sticking around with us, right?
You got it. I'm with you guys.
I got to ask you about Eileen Cannon, the Trump appointee down in Florida, dismissing the classified documents case at what, the suggestion of Clarence Thomas? Who asked you, Clarence?
Yeah.
We'll ask Matt next. And a fine guest joining us a little bit later in the 5 o'clock hour, James Santel, our friend and former U.S. attorney, a very big Devil's Advocates live on the road in Milwaukee. RNC MKE 2024.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from Camp Holly on Brady Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, about a mile from the RNC. Phone lines are open. We can go there as well. 844-967-2789.
Matt Flynn, our fine guest. Matt, you know, I don't usually walk as much as I've walked today. I've put 15,000 steps in the green zone, sweated through a hat. I just rug it out, threw it in the car. It is damn hot out there in the city, Matt, and it's only getting hotter. The Republicans have come to town. We had an assassination attempt over the weekend. We got Trump arriving on Sunday, snarling Milwaukee's traffic, because that wasn't the plan. Not when he arrived. They weren't supposed to shut down the entire
as early
of
as they did
traffic.
Right yeah
right
he's announced J.D. Vance and already accepted the official nomination, or at least they've nominated Trump today. And the one other huge historic headline, the classified documents case in West Palm Beach, the Trump appointee, the federal judge Eileen Cannon,
espionage case,
has dismissed over what, a special counsel question that's been answered many times. And then Justice Thomas threw it in his concurrence in the immunity case the other day. And what was your opinion, Matt, on the dismissal of all charges?
Well, it was dishonest. It wasn't just ill-advised. She's a dishonest person. She should never have been a federal judge. And when you rely on a concurrence is not a holding. You can rely on a holding, but not a concurrence, and or a dissent for that matter. And she is looking to be appointed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in the Supreme Court someday. She's sucking up to Trump, and she's taking political advantage of the attempted assassination, the start of the RNC, and then also the immunity decision. So that's what she's doing. Smith has two courses of action. One, appeal it to the 11th Circuit. He'll win. But then number two, it goes up to the Supreme Court, and you have Clarence Thomas and Alito and the rest of them who are also not honest. And Clarence has taken $4.5 million. He's been bribed. I mean, the guy's been bribed.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad. Yeah. You say it like it's a bad thing. No. Yeah, you say it like it's a bad thing. I say it like it's a bad thing.
Okay. I just want to be clear on the same
page.
Well, that might be greater than his career earnings on the Supreme Court.
Oh, there's no question about that. So then the second question is this. Part of the problem was Jack Smith and Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland did not have to appoint a special prosecutor. Give it to a U.S. attorney's office. Venue is okay in Washington, D.C., in New Jersey, because of Bedminster. And they pick Eileen Mercedes Cannon as a special prosecutor. If it were I think I would go back and say, all right, we're going to refile, because it's not dismissed as a prejudice, and I'll do it either in D.C. or in New Jersey with an honest judge and get going. The problem, guys, and this is Merrick Garland's fault waiting 2 years to do this, the problem is if Trump wins, and he's not, I'm a strong Biden guy. Biden's the man, and I'm tired of people telling him to get out. So anybody out there is doing it, shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yes, sir.
Stand behind Biden. That said, if Trump wins, he'll have a new Bill Barr type of guy who will get in there, and they have the right to dismiss the case, and that's what they will do. So this is a delay tactic, and she is just trying to suck up and become a promoted federal judge.
Make America wealthy again. That's the theme to
me. Well, that would be great if it's everybody wealthy, but not taking Saudi Arabian money, Russian money, and buy a president. That's and Clarence Thomas. And he's cheap. The guy, you know, for a couple of bucks for the roof on his mother's house. I mean, what's amazing about these guys is how easily they're bribed.
How cheap they are.
They're cheap. They're very unsophisticated. Terrible.
Tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's how you make America wealthy again. You keep the wealthy more wealthy, right?
Yeah, but
that was the entire accomplishment of the first Trump term. And my understanding is created a greater deficit than the entirety of all the Joe Biden policies combined. He did a little investing.
Trump added $7 trillion to the debt. He added $7 trillion to the debt. Biden has been reducing the debt, the budget. So there's no comparison, number one. Number two, we always say stuff like that, but the problem is I think we have to get through to people in these swing states and say, look, he's been funded by the Russians. He's funded by the Saudis. This is a guy, the 2025 thing, he says, I know nothing about it. All his people drafted it. He boasted about it in the past, what it's going to end up doing.
Foundation,
he said he knows nothing
people.
About it,
yeah, he
Matt,
never heard
and,
of it.
And then he quotes things, or then he says there's some things in it he doesn't like.
Right, but the final thing is J.D. Vance, unlike Mike Pence, will refuse to certify an election that hurts the Republican Party. J.D. Vance is a dishonest individual, and now you have two dishonest individuals trying to overthrow our democracy.
You know, it's interesting to me. I looked up Vance's wife. She looks like an immigrant. I wonder how that's going to play amongst the Republicans when they're introduced to Mrs. J.D. Vance. Usha, I believe her name. But they met in law school. The guy's a Yale law grad. This is not exactly a man of the people, although he does have, you know, a good backstory.
Yeah, but I got to speak on that one. He writes a book called Hillbilly Elegy. And everybody, basically, Hillbilly Elegy is, I'm a hillbilly, but I got into Yale. Hey, Jack, I don't give a damn where you got in or if you got in or not. It's all basically self-promotion. And everybody goes, he's a hillbilly, but he got into Yale. Well, I don't even know if he's a hillbilly. I mean, he's capable of lying about that. I know nothing about his wife, where she's from, what her faith tradition is and all that. But the truth of the matter is that you have a guy who said he would not have certified the last election and criticized Pence. And Pence was terrible, except at the end he showed a pair, and he decided not to certify it. That was it. So
hang his ass.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on one second. Matt, last minute, your response, your observation of how President Biden has handled this assassination attempt on the former President Trump.
I think he's handled exactly right. I saw the Oval Office talk, and he said, let's dial it down. And Joe Biden, of all people, is nonviolent, and he's honest. Trump is violent and dishonest. And so I think Joe's done fine. Now he's getting hit again and again and again on the debate. I get it. But Joe Biden is a good president. He'll be a good president for 4 more years. And we need him. And we need to stop yelling at him and tell him to get out of the race.
Yeah, Crudy.
Matt Flynn, Crudy. He's riding with Biden. He's our very direct attorney friend. I should introduce you to Anthony, a guy I met on the streets today. He's also riding with Biden. Thank you so much. Come back. In the happy hour from Kampali in Milwaukee, James Santel, attorney at law, friend of ours. Stick around. I know you will.
Thanks, Matt.